In advance of the 2023 legislative session, which starts in about a month, the New York Community Equity Agenda, which wants to change the state's approach to economic development, has released its 5-point platform for state lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul to tackle next year. And to walk us through the items, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Sarah Ludwig, founder and co-director of New Economy Project, which coordinates the coalition. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us.
And also with us is Ravan Runga, political director at For the Many, a progressive advocacy organization with offices in the Hudson Valley. Welcome to the show, Ravan.
Hey, David. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, before we turn to the agenda for the future, which has some familiar items on it for anyone who might have heard our interview with Sarah last year, Sarah, how would you score the performance of the legislature and Governor Kathy Hochul in 2022 in terms of advancing priorities espoused by your coalition?
We learned a lot in the 2022 session about the governor, because she's obviously was new to many of us as a governor to the whole state. And also there's been a lot of change in the legislature since the last session. So we're going to take our learning and move it forward for 2023. But I think what we spent a lot of time doing was laying really important groundwork for this agenda. And a really big part of this agenda is to get New York State to pass the New York Public Banking Act, which would allow towns, cities, municipalities across the state to create public banks. And the fact is that there's tremendous opposition by very well-financed Wall Street banks to this. And what we saw was that the governor was very responsive to that opposition, as were members of the legislature. At the same time, that many, many members of the legislature got on board, and a real critical mass of support emerged throughout both houses of the state legislature, putting us in a really great position to take it over the finish line this coming year.
Well, what would it mean to adopt the New York Public Banking Act and give municipalities around the state the authority to establish public banks? Because on the face of it, I think listeners might assume this means they have a new spot to deposit their checks and apply for personal loans, but it's not exactly that vision, right?
The vision for public banking in New York State is that towns would be able to take our public money, which is now with banks, with Wall Street banks, billions and billions of dollars all around the state. It goes into the very banks that are not serving particularly Black and Brown and immigrant communities and doing all sorts of things that actually harm New Yorkers. And so the idea of the public bank and the Public Banking Act is that New York would create a really excellent, strong framework for cities that want to take that money and put it to the public good, to put it into public banks that are owned by the people. These public banks could then support community credit unions and other really important financial institutions around our state that provide services. But the vision for the public bank is not that it would suddenly set up teller windows all around the state, although it could if a town wanted to do that, but that really it's a bank to support community development.
And are there municipalities or collections of municipalities which have indicated that if this legislation became law, that they would take advantage of it?
More than 80 local elected officials from all around the state have come out in support of the Public Banking Act. The City Council of Rochester has voted in support of it. The New York City Council is very, very gung-ho.
I mean, the Public Banking Act would be transformative for communities in the Hudson Valley, which are often ignored, have infrastructure that needs development. It would give us the opportunity to invest in affordable housing, invest in mental health services, invest in childcare, elder care, and other public services that are really lacking for a lot of the communities that we organize. And multiple local council members throughout the Hudson Valley have signed on to the letter that Sarah mentioned. And so we anticipate that once the state passes this legislation, we'll see municipalities, not just downstate, but across the state, opt in and create their own municipal banks. And really, right now, we're just waiting on the legislature to move on this really critical bill.
So another element of this package is legislation that would expand community land trusts and other forms of social housing. And Bravin, I know your organization is very invested in housing policies. So can you talk a little bit about this plank of the platform and why it's something the coalition is pushing?
The Hudson Valley is in a housing crisis, much like the entire state, right? We're seeing rents and home prices skyrocket. We have a severely limited housing stock, and folks are subject to poor conditions and kind of predatory practices from landlords. And really, over the course of the past several years, we've seen that crisis accelerate. We've seen gentrification since the pandemic just really explode since 2020. And really, upstate tenants have very few protections or any kind of rent stabilization. So they're really left out of the elements and having to deal with this crisis on their own. So our focus is to end evictions and foreclosures, guarantee housing as a human right, and above all, empower tenants and homeowners so that they can control their own housing. And kind of two pieces of the platform that I want to talk about. One is the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, which would give tenants in buildings a right to organize and collectively purchase their buildings together when it's up for sale. And it also protects existing tenant rights to stay in that building if it's sold to an outside buyer. This legislation would help curb real estate speculation and provide tenants with critical leverage and additional tools for organizing, and ultimately would help reduce housing prices and lead to a greater amount of tenant-owned cooperatives and social housing, again, putting power in tenant hands to control their own housing. And the second piece of legislation that we've really been focused on is good cause eviction, which gives tenants fundamental protections to feel safe in their homes and readjusts the power imbalance between tenants and landlords. It gives them the right to remain in their homes without a good cause. Landlords can't evict tenants without a good cause, and they can't enact predatory rent increases that would force them from their homes. Now, these two pieces of legislation, in addition to the part of the package that deals with community land trusts, wouldn't solve our housing crisis, but it's really important first steps to give tenants those basic protections in order to let them organize and build power and move us in a direction where we can guarantee housing as a human right.
The 46 groups that have come together around the state to push this platform through what we call the New York State Community Equity Agenda Coalition, we are all doing actual work in communities around the state that reflects the platform. So this isn't some, you know, pie in the sky, oh, wouldn't it be nice if. It's really to take the models that groups know work to make sure that we're addressing the ever-widening racial wealth gap, that we're dealing with the incredibly tremendous pressures people are feeling around inflation, clearly the pandemic, and we've seen all the inequities that the pandemic laid bare, and the issues around climate. And all of our groups, we've come together with a common set of urgency and real sense that New York needs to change how it thinks about economic development. So whatever we're talking about today, that's where we're coming from fundamentally.
Well, returning to the housing points that you made, it seems like a lot of the focus here is on people who rent, but outside of New York City, the dream is to own your own home. And one of the big deterrents for that can be property taxes. So I was curious whether that was something that was under consideration by your coalition as something worthy of being addressed or re-examined by the legislature in the 2023 legislative session, such as maybe moving away from a property tax model and increasing revenue from income taxes or other sources of revenue.
One thing that we oftentimes think about is, yeah, home ownership, that initial kind of ability to buy a home is, for a lot of folks, their ticket into the middle class. But for more and more of the families and individuals that we organize, they just can't bring together enough initial capital to afford a down payment on a home. And that's why we're focused on curbing real estate speculation by passing TOPA, giving folks control of their own housing and limiting real estate speculation. And also the good cause eviction legislation would help keep folks in their homes and prevent rents from skyrocketing, which would then allow tenants to have enough capital to then break in to the home ownership market. So really, we're focused on allowing low-income and working-class people to have the means to then move forward into home ownership as well.
So another tenet that I want to talk about has to do with increasing funding for New York's community development financial institutions. That sounds like a big buzzword to me. The acronym is CDFIs. What exactly is the goal there?
New York has the second largest network of community-based financial institutions in the entire country. And we have loan funds and community financial cooperatives, which are credit unions, that exist to serve communities that have been historically redlined, that have been cut off from access to mainstream banking. And these tend to be neighborhoods that are low and moderate income communities, rural as well as urban and suburban around our state. And these tend to be Black and Brown and immigrant communities where these institutions have been created to meet very critical community needs around personal lending, savings, small business lending, permanently and truly affordable housing development, and so forth. And so these are really kind of miraculous institutions, and many cities around our state, so many listeners will be familiar with some of the community development credit unions like Genesee and Rochester, and a whole bunch of them downstate, as well as the loan funds in the Capital District that have been able to show that with very few resources, they're able to meet tremendous need. And so it's one of these no-brainer public policies that New York should be embracing, in which every single public dollar that New York provides to these community-based and community development financial institutions gets multiplied 12 more times in terms of what gets pumped into the community. So Governor Cuomo in 2020 announced a commitment, the first ever commitment to our state, like you said, CDFI fund, which was created many years ago, but never got any money put in it by the legislature. He committed $25 million over 5 years. And that was great news because it was the first ever funding at the state level for these CDFIs that was in this kind of capital grants program. And so that first allocation got out, Governor Hochul of the first year of $4.9 million. There's $20 million still committed that Governor Hochul reiterated her commitment to, and we haven't seen $1 get out the door since then. So we really need to see this administration make good on this commitment by getting the funding out to the communities that need it the most, and then to add significant dollars each year in the budget. So it's really the governor, if you think about the executive, the sort of economic development budget for the state, it's billions and billions of dollars. This coalition is pressing for several hundred million dollars for CDFIs. And that's really a drop in the bucket. And it's pure bang for buck. If we're serious about helping communities have access to banking resources that builds community wealth rather than extracting community wealth, then that's what we should be doing. And we want to see the rhetoric of the administration match the action.
Well, we've been talking about the policy goals in 2023 for the New York State Community Equity Agenda, which you can find at equityagendany.org. And our guests have been Sarah Ludwig, founder and co-director of New Economy Project, and Bravin Runga, political director at For the Many. Sarah, Bravin, thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.